The Valley of Horses by Jean M. Owl, read by Rowena Cooper. Chapter 1. She was dead. What did it matter if icy needles of freezing rain flayed her skin raw? The young woman squinted into the wind, pulling her wolverine hood closer. Violent gusts whipped her bearskin wrap against her legs. Were those trees ahead? She thought she remembered seeing a straggly row of woody vegetation on the horizon earlier, and wished she had paid more attention, or that her memory was as good as that of the rest of the clan. She still thought of herself as clan, though she never had been, and now she was dead. She bowed her head and leaned into the wind. The storm had come upon her suddenly, hurtling down from the north, and she was desperate for shelter. But she was a long way from the cave, and unfamiliar with the territory. The moon had gone through a full cycle of phases since she left, but she still had no idea where she was going. North, to the mainland beyond the peninsula, that was all she knew. The night Itza died, she had told her to leave, told her Browd would find a way to hurt her when he became leader. Itza had been right. Browd had hurt her, worse than she ever imagined. "He had no good reason to take Durk away from me," Ayla thought. "He's my son. Browd had no good reason to curse me either. He's the one who made the spirits angry. He's the one who brought on the earthquake." At least she knew what to expect this time. But it happened so fast that even the clan had taken a while to accept it, to close her out of their sight. But they couldn't stop Durk from seeing her, though she was dead to the rest of the clan. Browd had cursed her on impulse born of anger. When Brunn had cursed her the first time, he had prepared them. He'd had reason, they knew he had to do it, and he'd given her a chance.